And so, Richard, what's the plan? Why do the owners want to sell, first of all?
Well, I think, let me make clear, first of all, they're not desperate to sell. I think we've got to the stage where they're quite capable and quite willing to sustain life in League One and continue with that. But I think we've got to the stage where, you know, they're ambitious for the club. They love the club. The fans are ambitious. And, you know, everyone's got used to winning things and pushing forward. So I think they just looked at that and thought, well, look, you know, we've had a good reign. We've worked really hard. We put a lot of money into the football club. I think they're looking for someone else to take it on now to the next step.
And talking of that, do you think they're worried the club at its current structure has got as big as it can be?
Sorry, could you ask the question again?
Certainly, yes. Do you think they're worried that the club has got as big as it can be now?
I don't think they're worried, no. I think they're pleased with what they've achieved. I just don't think they think they're the right people to take it on into the Championship and beyond. I think they've got to the point where they know they've done a brilliant job. You know, let's not forget that they stopped the club from going into administration, and not only have they done that, they've achieved, you know, unbelievable success over the last 3 years. So they're not worried, no.
Now, we know, of course, you've spoken to a possible interested party already. How far down the road is that one?
Very early. I mean, I had a two-hour meeting with a few people in Canton of quite a big foreign contingency, and it was literally they are interested. We're going to be showing them some figures next week, and but that's all subject to them talking to our lawyers and us making sure they are who they are. So.
Of course.
The very early days with them.
And finally, before we let you go, Richard, what would happen to the club if you don't find a buyer?
Nothing at all. The owners have basically, they're not giving me, you know, any pressure at all. There's no time scale. They said to me if it takes 5 years, they're still about. They've still got the money to put into the football club, and they've still got the desire. So the support's there. This is just about finding someone new to take us to the next step.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for that. Thanks for sparing the time this Saturday afternoon. That's Richard Lowe, the Chief Executive of Crawley Town Football Club.